Welcome back to Sports Day. Big second hour of the show. We kick it off with our NBL segment. Thanks to Pentanet, enemy identified. Ordinary internet. Join Pentanet's Operation Nexus. We go straight to the top of the Perth Wildcats. The coach, Scott Morrison, joins us. Scott, thanks for taking our call. Obviously, you've had time to reflect on what was a pretty disappointing performance against the Adelaide 36ers.
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime you lose, it's disappointing. We're just trying to regroup today, lick our wounds, and try to get ready for the next one.
You would have watched the tapes, Scott. What do you put it down to? How did you find your way to losing that one?
We just had a good lengthy film session about that. I think the biggest things were our defensive rebounding and our poor start. Those are the obvious ones, and a few other things that we could improve. But our focus moving forward will definitely be coming out with more intensity, trying to be a little bit better in defensive transition at the start of the games, and then finishing our possessions and not putting to waste some good defensive effort in the half court.
So you're wanting to find some answers to slow start, Scott. How do you do that? Is it a physical thing or a mental thing? Is it a mindset?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I know we shared with the guys a stat today that in the first 4 minutes of our first seven games, so in 28 minutes total, we've lost by 30 points. So that's pretty bad, but it's also kind of eye-opening. So hopefully the guys will react to that, and as coaching staff, we can try and focus on just coming out a little bit sharper. The flip side of that coin, obviously, is we're doing pretty well the rest of the game, but it's a shame to let those bad starts hurt us, and hopefully it'll be the last game that we're pointing to that as something we got to fix up.
Yeah, I'll say that you won't like this as an excuse, Coach, but maybe a reason. I mean, let's be honest, the COVID setup that you went through with so many players struck down, can you at least put that down to maybe part of the reason for the tardy start, or is that being too generous?
No, I think, I mean, I didn't want to use it as an excuse, and I don't think it was a good excuse, but it definitely threw us off our rhythm and our preparation. Adelaide went through the same thing, but much earlier in the month, so they had a lot more time to train and prepare. I think we could have used that time to train and prepare, but at the same time, if we do a little bit better job blocking out on the rebounds and getting back in transition that first quarter, maybe we're not talking about that. But I think, I think I'd be, amiss to not at least understand that it would be a tough situation to be in as a player, and I'm glad we got it out of the way. It would have been nice to win still, but for sure it affected us, if for nothing else, a lack of training.
Yeah, well, Kevin White actually spoke to us last week and said it felt like he was hit by a truck by the virus, and others not so affected. But so are some players still struggling to get back to full health?
Well, I would argue that if he got hit by a truck, he wouldn't have been playing in a week, depending on what kind of truck it was. But that being said, I didn't go through it, knock on wood, yet. So I'm not going to discount or make light of it. But I'm sure he would take COVID over getting hit by a truck any day of the week if he really got down to it. But I'm hoping that we see tomorrow when we train and practice tomorrow that the guys are kind of gotten that second wind and we can put this behind us. But that being said, I know it's different for everybody, so hopefully we have more guys that are on the quicker recovery side than not.
Let's just call it a small truck type vehicle, a smaller side skate. Scott, you must be happy with your recruit in Vic Law. He's been quite consistent throughout the year and probably close to your best player in the loss yesterday. You must be happy with his output.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing really well and definitely has carried our team in certain stretches. I think that he has to improve a few things as well. He's been getting off to a slow start, but at the same time, dominating at times later in the game. So I guess we need him and everyone else to come out firing and come out intense and urgent next game, and then we can kind of reap the benefits of that down the stretch. But no question, Vic's been one of the many bright spots of the season so far, and we're going to need him to continue to play well to have a shot here as the season gets a little deeper.
And Illawarra on Saturday, so a relatively quick turnaround, but that was all part of the schedule you're expecting to cop, and that's going to be a tough assignment.
Yeah, they're a real talented team, maybe the most talented on paper in the league, even though the league's pretty stacked and deep. But they have some really you know, special one-on-one players that can hurt you. They excel at one of the things that we've struggled at, which is transition defense. They're really fast and up-tempo, so we've already spoken about trying to get back and at least make them score on us in the half court. But even stopping that will be no easy task. So we have our work cut out for us, and not much time to get ready, but at least the guys will be hungry for a better performance than what we showed yesterday, and that usually works in a team's favor.
Scott, we speak to people and coaches and talent across multiple sports here on Sports Day, and it sort of got me thinking it must be really important as a coach to be keeping your reserves and your bench players really motivated in, you know, not even just COVID, but a lot of traveling going on. You must have to lean a bit more on players that aren't getting the regular minutes, especially when you start losing players to different things around the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it's been for us all season. I don't think we've had one game yet with a full roster. This next game, if all goes well in training, might be the closest we've had to it. A few guys or a couple guys are still on minutes restrictions, and Corey Sherwell will be out for sure. But we're getting closer to that, and I'm hoping that those opportunities and minutes for the bench guys that they've gotten will serve them well when they're called upon later in the season. And, you know, anything can happen at any time, so it pays to have guys with some game reps, and I trust that they're going to stay ready even when they're not getting the call. So, you know, we can use our depth to our advantage as the season moves on here.
Coach, I know you've got a little or on Saturday, 7 games in 7 days from the NBL. Have you got a picture moving past that, or is it still a bit sketchy?
Well, I mean, everything seems to be kind of you wake up in the morning and see if everything is the same or has it changed, but we're planning to go back to Illawarra in a few days' time after that for our next game and then stay on for Sydney. And then if all goes well with our own travel, hopefully get back home for a game on February 6th. That'll be a welcome sight for all our guys if that happens. So we're trying to stay focused on this next game, but I'm sure everyone's starting to look ahead on the calendar for that day we can get home.
Absolutely. Can't wait for the Wildcats to return to the Jungle RAC Arena. Scott, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We know it's a bit of a challenge over there at the moment for so many reasons, but lots of West Australian basketball supporters are in your corner, and we hope you get the W against the Hawks on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and appreciate you guys having me on. All the best for the rest of the week.
There it is, Scott Morrison, coach of the Perth Wildcats, currently second on the table behind Melbourne United. They play the third-placed Hawks on Saturday. Should be a ripping contest. That update in the NBL, thanks to Pentanet. Join Operation Nexus, Pentanet's community defence force fighting back against ordinary internet. More of Sports Day coming up shortly.